And when I heard that, I thought, that's an interesting thought. But then I came across this. Did you know that the day of the highest rate for divorce phone calls in the United States, you know what day that is? Does anyone know? The Monday after New Year's Day. Wow. Psychologists have known this for years. Why? Because we're shaped and molded by the world standards. We can go another way. Paul says, put on Jesus Christ. Be molded by Him, verse 14. Let me ask some reflective questions. Would you put cake batter in your oven without a mold? Without a pan? Would you do that? Would anyone do that? Miles, would you do that? Maybe? I don't know. Would you make a Jell-O dish for a fellowship without a mold to shape it? Anyone ever tried that? Just, here you go, there you go. Would you, and today in dentistry, would you go to the dentist without him or her having a mold so that they could fit that tooth that you so desperately need right into your mouth? Molds are a great help. Would you make your gingerbread cookies just eyeballing it? No, you need a cookie cutter. So when it comes to spirituality, why would we go about our own way without a mold to guide us, to shape us and form us? That's the incarnation of Jesus Christ. God sends His Son so that, yes, we can know that God is with us. But you see, Jesus shapes us. And we become, we take on His mold. We don't need to guess what peace looks like. Jesus gave a clear picture, taking off the edge and anxiety of the people that were around Him. We don't need to know what love looks. We don't need to have a definition for love. We look at how Jesus had open invitation to everyone who came His way. We don't need to guess what joy looks like. Jesus showed it. And the people that were around Him and how He gave them abundance and cared for them, physical needs and spiritual needs. Here's the point. In the weeks ahead, we don't have to manufacture more joy, peace, and love. We don't have to try harder to get into the Christmas spirit. Let the mold be molded. Take on His shape. How can you do that? Mother Teresa did it. You know what she did? She woke up every day and she said this, "Good morning, Jesus." She took on His values. That's what helped her to be molded in Jesus. Maybe it's a devotion, an Advent devotion. We have them out in the narthex. Whatever it is, we take the shape of Jesus. Did you know that your life could be so, that it could become indistinguishable from Jesus itself? That you could take on His shape and His love and mercy and peace by the way you live. True stories told of a missionary that reached the heart of China, a rural setting, a village with a bunch of farmers. And the missionary went about it. These people had never heard about Jesus. And so the missionary approached the people and tried to explain Jesus and said Jesus was about peace. A peace that no human being has ever offered or understood. And then he talked about how Jesus offered love and gave invitation to everyone that came His way. And then he explained that Jesus was about joy and life was just better being around Jesus. Then the missionary finished by saying, "Would you like this Jesus in your life? I'd like to baptize you today." One of the villagers raised his hand and said, "I've already met this Jesus. He was living in the village just a few years ago." The missionary thought for a second and came to the conclusion, no, you didn't. This Jesus I'm talking about lived 2,000 years ago, was born to a man named Joseph and his wife named Mary, and he lived in the Middle East. And the villager still insisted and said, "No, the person you described, love, joy, and peace, he lived here right in this village. I want to..." And he walked the missionary out to the outskirts of the village and showed him a cemetery. And there in the cemetery was a grave of a medical missionary that had been there 50 years before, who gave love and care and served and died in the community. And you see, that story tells us that There's a lot of people who've never seen Jesus before, and you may be Jesus to them, actually. Robert Oppenheimer famously wrote that the best way to inspire people is not through ideas, but to wrap up ideas in a person. I thought about that quote, and I think what he was saying was this. What will inspire people and mold them is not spouting off information and ideas and ideology, that's the way the world works, or shooting off a tweet, or doing something on social, that doesn't change lives. I think what he was saying also was that books and literature and even sermons don't change lives. And you're thinking, what? Well, let me ask you a question. How about this question? Can you name 5 good sermons that you've attended throughout your life? Can you name 5 good sermons, really? Some of us are not. But how about this? Can you name 5 people in your life that were wrapped up in love, joy, and peace that inspired you? Do you see how much easier that is? A grandparent, a parent, a coworker, a friend, someone that you live close to. God doesn't just give platitudes of here's love, here's joy, and here's my teaching. No, God wrapped it up in a person, Jesus, to inspire us. So how do you start your day? It's going to be hard here in the weeks ahead to start our day the right way because, let's face it, there is so much pressure to be busy and get things done, and we exhaust ourselves. And guess what? That first Monday after January 1st is coming. How are we going to be molded and shaped? I know our congregation well. Let's be shaped by Jesus. Let's take on His love, His peace. Let's take His shape in joy and share it with others. Martin Luther would say, "You are all little Christ, and you are." Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll have a time to share what we believe in Jesus in the words of the Creed. Lord, we thank You for this special time of season, and there is so much pressure upon us to fit someone else's idea of what we should be and to fit what the world says that we should be during this time period. Lord, give us Your Son's mold. Help us to fit into His definition and His living out of peace, joy, and love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.